Okay, we're standing outside the stage door with party poppers. Now, Simone, what was it you were saying about the show?
Oh my God, it's really bad, but I'm still glad to be here.
Yes.
As part of the experience, yeah.
Yes. Really, but it ended probably not with a bang, but more with a whimper, don't you think?
Oh man, absolutely. Yeah, man. Ask these people.
Yes. But we're standing outside the stage door with party poppers, which if anyone from the cast, particularly if Ernest comes out, we will bang him.
Yes. Ready for the party with him.
I think that's a good idea.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Well, we're still waiting. A few minutes have elapsed. Still been waiting. A few more minutes have elapsed. John, what do you think? Why are we waiting here for someone to come out?
I think it's a bit like commiserating with the family at a funeral.
That's true, yes.
Ernest Hemingway has just died, but then so has the show.
And so is employment for a lot of people, I guess. Well, actually, it was a cast of four. Yes. Plus the band. And the stage manager and ushers, I guess. So. And the ice cream sellers.
The ushers and the ice cream sellers are retained by the theatre. They get paid and they carry on working through the dark period.
Really? Yeah. They're not on a casual rate?
No. Not with major managements. I think this is owned by a group. And I know certainly that I've got friends who work for Cameron Mackintosh Theatres, Delphont Mackintosh Theatres, and they're kept on a retainer during the periods that theatres are closed, and they do holiday cover and things like that.
Oh, well, that's good to know that our ice cream sellers aren't at a loss after the end of this show.
That's probably why it's £3.50 a fucking tub.
Yeah, that's probably right, too.
It's their pension plan.
There is quite a bit of a markup on those ice cream tubs, but if it's keeping some bugger in employment, you know, I think that's a good thing.